I'd like to talk to us today, Lord, helping us about rejoicing. No, we don't seem to hear enough rejoicing sometimes. It seems like get a little quiet, but the Word of the Lord teaches us that we need to rejoice. 1 Thessalonians 4:5 and 16, rejoice evermore. Just keep on rejoicing. We've got a lot to rejoice about, dear ones. Lord doesn't want us to be gloomy, melancholy, groaning and moaning. He wants us to be happy. And we can be thankful. We can be glad for all the Lord's done for us. And we can be rejoicing. I've been rejoicing. I rejoice every day. I thank the Lord for His goodness to us. He's just wonderful. He said here, rejoice evermore. In other words, I think another way we could say it, just keep on rejoicing. Don't ever stop rejoicing about what the Lord has done for you. Oh, dear ones, today it's so wonderful to have our sins forgiven, to be made a new creature in Christ Jesus, and to walk with God every day, and to have His Spirit living within us. That's the most wonderful thing. I can never get over it. It's just a wonderful blessing to have the Lord with you all the time. To know you're right with God. To know you're ready to meet the Lord. Rejoice evermore. Let's have a rejoicing time. We just need this. The old devil wants to get us all tightened down, crimped down. But the Lord wants us to rejoice. He says over here in Philippians 3:1, finally, my brethren, rejoice in the Lord. The Lord wants us to have that spirit of rejoicing. And the fourth chapter and the fourth verse says, rejoice in the Lord always. And again I say, rejoice. Stressing it very much. You know, this is not just, He doesn't say rejoice when you feel like it, but He says rejoice evermore. It's a disciplinary thing. See, in the Christian life, if you give over to your feelings and murmur and complain and find fault, that will do your soul damage. But whenever you think, well, thank the Lord's been good, He's blessed and helped me. Look, I can count my blessings and I can see how the Lord is helping me every day, and we can rejoice evermore. Well, praise the Lord. I'm so happy. Are you happy today? I'm so happy. Sometimes I just feel like I could burst in my soul. As I was walking one day a while back, and I got to meditating and thinking about how happy I was and how blessed I am and how wonderful the Lord is to me and how real He is to me. And I thought, you know, I'm really happy. Praise the Lord. That just really blessed me. And I went home and I got the Bible and I got to thinking about a lot of scriptures in the Old Testament where it says blessed. And a lot of those words where it says blessed, it says how happy. That's the meaning of it. How happy. Blessed is a man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night, and he'll be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. Blessed is that man, and that means how happy. It's an interjection. It's an exclamation. How happy that man is. Oh, may the Lord help us today. Blessed are the undefiled in the way, walk in the law of the Lord. Blessed are they that do keep His testimonies, that keep trusting with the whole heart, seek Him with the whole heart. That blessed there is how happy. Listen, we need to keep rejoicing. You know, if you rejoice and you are thankful and live on the bright side of life, it'll help everything to be so much better for you. But if you give over to your sorrow, to your troubles, to your hard places, to the dark things, dear ones, it'll just pull you down. The devil is right there. He's a good old melancholy person. He just wants to pull us down and keep us from rejoicing. I want to keep on rejoicing. Rejoice in the Lord always. Doesn't say if you feel like rejoicing, rejoice. It don't say that, does it? You rejoice anyway. Just thank the Lord anyway. Well, praise God. You know, the Lord gives us lots of wonderful blessings in our souls. He really does. He helps us out. He answers prayer. We get out on a trip and drive a long ways. Yesterday, I believe we drove about 200 miles. We came down here for the service, and we were real tired, worn out and everything, but we come on down and got some good blessings through our souls in the service. Then we struck out for Fairview and at the funeral home, and then went on out to the classes, and then we came back by Brother Paul, Sister Christine's last night, visited them, and came on home. Well, you know, every time we get home, drove almost 200 miles. What do? Praise God. Thank the Lord. We're home again. The Lord has blessed and protected us on the dangerous highways. We could have been killed. All we had, just different things can happen. But God is with us. He's overshadowing us. He comforts us. He helps us. We were wanting to see a couple that live out at Fairview, and they'd been over in Arkansas. Some of you remember them. They've been here to the meeting. And we've been wanting to visit them and hear from them. We hadn't heard from them for a long time. Went by their house over Fairview, and their house was empty, and the weeds were grass growing in the yard, and we didn't know what to think about them. And so we was coming down south Van Buren and Enid yesterday morning, and we were just talking about them. And I said, honey, you know those folks could die. Something could happen over there in Arkansas. We'd never know anything about it. And I've been a burden and wanting to see them and hear from them. And we was driving down the street and driving down the road there, and I looked ahead of me there, a familiar-looking van going along there and pulling a trailer. And we come on up behind, says, looky here. There they were. There were those people we were talking about. There they were driving down the street. And, my wife says, oh, honey, we've got to stop and we've got to talk to them. I said, well, now, don't get excited. We'll do something. And so anyway, we kept on going and got ahead of them. I thought, well, I'll get on down here and I'll get out of the car and get ahead of them and maybe wave them down, you know. So I did that and I got out of the car. And, well, they didn't even see us, but they had their right turn signal on. And right ahead of us, they pulled into a place. Into a storage place. He's going to store some things. And we got out of the car. We went over there. Oh, they were so glad to see us. And we were so glad to see them. You know, if I'd have been just a few minutes ahead, I'd have missed them. And if I'd been a few minutes later, I'd have missed them. The Lord had us there right at the right time. Don't you know we did some rejoicing? We did some rejoicing there. Thank the Lord. We got back in the car and started on. We just got thankful. Thank the Lord. He worked that out. He knew we'd been wanting to see those people. And we didn't know where they were. We didn't know how to reach them. And there the Lord just worked it out. Oh, I tell you, dear ones, we can rejoice. I'm just still rejoicing how the Lord blessed and helped us. Oh, dear ones, let's rejoice in the Lord. Let's rejoice in the Lord always. And again, he said, rejoice. Keep that rejoicing. You can live on the dark side if you want to. You can get under the cloud if you want to, but don't do it. Be happy. Be rejoicing. Be thankful for God's blessings upon us. The Lord has blessed us so much. Oh, we just praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I say that every now and then. Glory be to God. It's a wonderful thing to be saved. Over here in 1 Peter chapter 1. Oh, I just love Brother Peter. I don't know. I enjoy all the scriptures, but I don't know. There's just something about the way he talks here. It's just wonderful. He said, 1 Peter 1 and 6, wherein ye greatly rejoice. What are you rejoicing about? It says, verse 6, who are kept, verse 5, who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation. It speaks about to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and it fadeth not away. And it said, wherein ye greatly rejoice. Praise God. Are you rejoicing in the inheritance you have? Praise the Lord. We're rich. We're wealthy. We have a wonderful inheritance. The Lord's Spirit of God in our souls and the hope we have of heaven. Oh, let's not ever fail to rejoice about it. And not just praise the Lord, something like that, but let the high praises go. Just praise the Lord. Glory be to God. Let's get more in that. I don't know. People are afraid of something. Somebody going to hear them or something. Well, that's what you want to do. You want people to hear that you're happy in the Lord. One man, they said, on the train going down years ago, and he just got to thinking. He got so happy and blessed. He got to thinking, well, what if there's any other saint of God on this train? And so he just decided he'd try it out. And so he just spoke right out in the coach. He said, praise the Lord. Somebody way down at the other end said, amen. Oh, may the Lord help us today. Somebody else may want to get it going. Maybe you need to kind of get it going. May the Lord help us. We rejoice in this thing. We rejoice in our salvation. We rejoice in our inheritance. We rejoice in the grace of God. We're happy with this thing. It's not got old yet. It's getting better all the time with me. Is it with you? It's sweeter today than it ever was. I'm happier today than I ever was in all my life. It's getting better all the time. I don't know what, if I live another 20 or 30 years, it might just almost get out of hand. I don't know. But we're just going to stay with it and keep rejoicing. He says, wherein ye greatly rejoice in this great salvation. Oh, baby, say, well, I know we need to rejoice, but I'm saved anyway. Oh, dear one, let's get the spice back into it. Let's get the hot peppers back into it. You know, dear ones, I like good old hot peppers. I like them. I like to just get my mouth almost on fire with them. I just like to feel that burning. I love the Spirit of God, too. The Spirit of God, spice, a good taste, flavor, sweetness, sharpness. Oh, may the Lord help us today. You greatly rejoice in this thing. It's a wonderful thing, salvation, the grace of God. It's better. This makes this old world look sick. That's the truth. It makes this old world look sick. All this old stuff that people are going after today, of the flesh, of the world, television, ball games, all of these things. Oh, it's just vain, light, chaffy stuff. It doesn't mean a thing. When we've got the real thing in our souls, dear ones, we got the real life of Christ, we got something that's real and wonderful, and we can rejoice about it, and we need to rejoice about it. Rejoice in the Lord. Ye greatly rejoice, though now for a season, he says, if need be, you're in heaviness through manifold temptation. Yes, we do have our trials. We do have our hard places. But it says that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perisheth, might be, though it be tried with fire. You know, we have fiery trials. I'll read about some more in a little bit. We do have fiery trials, but don't ever stop rejoicing. Be glad and be thankful. Right in the time of your trial, try some rejoicing. Not just try it, do it. Rejoice. Can you do that right in the time when you're having a hard trial and maybe suffering? And can you just say, well, praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, I'm so glad to be saved. I'm so glad for all your blessings. The trial of your faith be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ, whom having not seen ye love, in whom though now ye see him not, yet believing, ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. How are you doing that today? We're having our trials, yes. We're having our hard places. A lot of times the way you get through these trials is by rejoicing. Just get a spirit of rejoicing about you. Offer a praise to God. One brother had the flu, he said, so bad that he's just aching and hurting and suffering. And he just hadn't asked the Lord to heal him. But he said he just thought one day, just feeling so bad, he said, I think I'll just praise the Lord. And he just come out with it. Praise the Lord. All the pain was gone. The Lord healed him right like that. He's telling his neighbor about it. And they said how the Lord healed him of the flu. Neighbor said, now, if you'd really had the flu, you wouldn't have got up that way. Well, he said, I know better. He did have the flu. And he offered praise to the Lord, and the Lord healed him just like that. Praise God. Lord wants you to be rejoicing. Did you know that? He wants you to rejoice. Well, he said, I don't feel like it. Well, you will if you'll get into it more. You have to, this is a disciplinary. This is an exercise. This is something that we need to work at. Sure, you're not going to feel like rejoicing all the time. But you still can rejoice anyway. Yes. Praise the Lord. I'm rejoicing right now. I'm enjoying myself. Praise the Lord. Well, glory be to God. It's wonderful. And him though now ye believing, yet believing ye rejoice with what? Joy unspeakable and full of glory. Do you feel it? You can feel it in your soul. You can feel the current of the Spirit of the Lord just moving and burning and working and inspiring you. Oh, dear ones, today the Lord just fills our souls all the time. We can be happy every day we live. I know we have our sorrows and trials. I know we have disappointments. It's just some things that's happened this year that just we just never dreamed that it would ever be, and it just gets down on us. But then I think, well, no use of moaning and groaning. Be thankful for the blessings of God. Look how the Lord has blessed our dear ones and been with them and brought them all the way. Oh, may the Lord help us today. Let's rejoice in the Lord. Let's be happy. Let's not be cold and distant and all that, but let's be happy. Let's see 1 Peter 4:12. Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened unto you. But rejoice, inasmuch as ye are partakers of Christ's sufferings, that when his glory shall be revealed, ye may be glad also with exceeding joy. Can we do that? You say, well, I'm not suffering with Christ. I'm not out on the chopping block or on the cross or at the burning at the stake. But that's not the only way you suffer for Christ. You suffer for Christ in your afflictions. You trust in God all the way. In your patience, in your battles, in your temptations, and you resist the devil. And you stand fast for the Lord, and you take slurs and people talking about you. And you just rejoice in that instead of thinking, my, why does this happen to me? This is terrible. I never thought I'd ever had to go through something like this. He said, don't think it strange concerning the fiery trial, which is a trial. It's so some strange thing happened unto you. But rejoice inasmuch. Why should you rejoice? You are partakers of Christ's suffering. Yes. Amen. That's right. When we go through the hard places of life, when we battle with affliction, when we suffer reproaches, it goes ahead to say, if you're reproached for the name of Christ, happy are ye. We need to just rejoice. I'm going to be a partaker of Christ's suffering, and I want to be a partaker of his glory. Praise the Lord. That's what we want to think about and rejoice about it. Not, oh my, this, I never thought this would ever happen to me. This is the awfulest thing. You get to thinking about that, and that you down will go your courage, down will go your faith. But if you think, well, the Lord knows. I know Job said, I go forward and I go backward and I can't find him on the right and I can't find him on the left hand. But he said, he knows the way that I take, and when he has tried me, I'll come forth as gold. Oh, dear ones, rejoice in that. The Lord's going to bring us through all these things, all these trials and tests, and battles and heartaches. Let's see, Jesus said something in Matthew 5, I believe it is. Oh, I want to encourage you to rejoice. Don't get anything else out of my message. Well, I get that. That's what I'm preaching on. Rejoice. Do more rejoicing. Don't be moaning and groaning and finding fault and talking about people. Rejoice and thank God for his blessings. Matthew 5, and blessed are ye in the 11th verse, when men shall revile you and persecute you and say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake, rejoice and be exceeding glad. For so persecuted they, for great is your reward in heaven, for so persecuted they the prophets which were before you. If you could just know how these hard trials and these sufferings are mounting up in glory to your account. That's right, your riches, laying up treasures in heaven. We need to rejoice about these things. Be glad, be thankful. Oh, the Lord is so good to us. I believe there's another place. Let's see if I can find that. Maybe Luke 6. He said it in a little different way. It's really good. Our blessed Savior saying this, dear ones. I believe he's telling the truth. I believe he's telling it right to us. Now let's see. Blessed, Luke 6 and 22. Blessed are ye when men shall hate you, and when they shall separate you from their company, and shall reproach you, and cast out your name as evil for the Son of Man's sake. Rejoice ye in that day and leap for joy. Well, I can't do that. I don't feel like doing that. Well, then he said that in vain, then, didn't he? That's true. You don't feel like it, so you're not supposed to do it. But then Jesus said it in vain. I don't believe that. I believe he's told you to leap for joy. Leap for joy. Rejoice. Inasmuch as you're partakers of Christ's suffering. Do you have that kind of feeling about what you battle and what you suffer and what you go through with? Well, now, if you don't believe it's suffering for Christ, well, I don't guess you'll do much rejoicing. But whenever you realize that it's for Christ's sake that we are going through these trials and these hard places, and we are partakers of Christ's sufferings, and when His glory shall be revealed, we'll be glad also. You can rejoice. Praise the Lord. Oh, may God help us. Luke 10. And it says in the 20th verse, notwithstanding in this rejoice not, that the spirits are subject unto you, but rather rejoice, because your names are written in heaven. Praise the Lord. We can rejoice about that. Thank God our name is written in heaven. We can know that, dear ones. We don't have to be in any doubt about it. We can know that our names are recorded in the Lamb's Book of Life. And we can rejoice about it. We can sing that song. While others strive for climb through worldly strife to carve a name of honor, high up in heaven's Book of Life, my name is written there. Praise God. We can rejoice about this. And then he goes on and say, in that hour, Jesus rejoiced in spirit. Jesus had his times of rejoicing too. What was his rejoicing? He said, I thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that thou hast hid these things from the wise and prudent and hast revealed them unto babes. Jesus rejoiced that he hid these things from the proud, the lifted up, the haughty, the wise in the world, and he reveals it unto lowly, simple, humble people. Oh, praise God. I thank the Lord for his goodness to me. Just want to encourage you to do more rejoicing. Praise God. Oh, may the Lord help us. Let's see. Philippians. I want to notice the thought in Philippians. The Apostle Paul, he was in a strait here betwixt two. Didn't know whether he wanted to depart and be with Christ, which was far better, he said. For Philippians 1 and 24, well, nevertheless, to abide in the flesh is more needful for you. And having this confidence, I know that I shall abide and continue with you all for your furtherance and joy of faith, that your rejoicing may be more abundant in Christ Jesus, in Jesus Christ, for me by my coming to you again. Praise the Lord. We can rejoice when we see the saints coming in. When we see the saints coming in for me. Thank the Lord. Well, brother so-and-so, I haven't seen you for a long time. I'm so glad to see you. Praise the Lord. Isn't that a wonderful thing? Oh, dear ones, the Lord wants us to rejoice in one another. In one another's triumphs. In one another's victories. And when someone testifies and tells what the Lord has done. He wants us to rejoice about it. He wants us to be expressive about it. He doesn't want us to say, no, sorry. He wants us to rejoice about it. Well, thank the Lord. I'm glad to hear about how the Lord has saved this one and saved that one. Oh, may the Lord help us today. In Romans 15 and some more here, oh, there's just so much about rejoicing in the Scriptures. I tell you, the Lord wants us to rejoice. In verse 8 said, I say that Jesus Christ was a minister of the circumcision for the truth of God, to confirm the promises made unto the fathers. Jesus came into the world to confirm the promises made to the Jewish nation. And he was a minister to them. He came to the Jews to show them the way. And then it says, and that the Gentiles might glorify God for his mercy, as it is written, for this cause I will confess to thee among the Gentiles and sing unto thy name. And again he saith, rejoice ye Gentiles with his people. The Lord wants us as the Gentiles, as the nations of the other nations besides the Jews, he wants us to be glad the gospel has come to us. Are you glad? I'm glad the gospel came down to you and to me. I'm glad for that. He said, rejoice ye Gentiles with his people. That's from Deuteronomy 32 and 43. Might just look at that briefly here. 32 and 43. This is Moses' song that he taught the children of Israel before he died. It says, rejoice, O ye nations, with his people, for he will avenge the blood of his servants. In the Septuagint Greek translation, it says, let all the angels of God worship him, and let all the sons of God strengthen themselves in him. That's what the Lord wants us to do. He wants us to be strong in the Lord, rejoicing, happy, praising God, glad, cheerful. He wants us to be cheerful, dear ones. He doesn't want us to be gloomy, despondent, sad. He doesn't want us to be that way. He wants us to be happy. Let all the sons of God strengthen themselves in him. That's in the Septuagint Greek translation of this. Rejoice, all ye nations, with his people, for he will avenge the blood of his servants, will render vengeance to his adversaries, be merciful to his land and to his people. That was the last of that song. And you read the rest of it, it's a very sad thing of judgment against Israel for because they were rejecting God's way. But then at the last he said, rejoice all ye nations with his people. The Lord wants us to rejoice, all ye Gentiles, he says. Let's see, back there to Romans 15. And again, praise the Lord, all ye Gentiles. Laud him, all ye people. Psalms 117 and 1. And again, Isaiah says, there shall be a root of Jesse that shall rise to reign over the Gentiles. In him shall the Gentiles trust. Now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that you may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Spirit. Oh, dear ones, today the Lord wants us to be happy, rejoicing. You know, dear ones, sometimes the old enemy, he just tries to crowd in on our minds, tries to get us to doubt, tries to get us to go by our feelings, and tries to get us to wonder and get to wonder about things. You know what we need to do is rebuke the devil and just start rejoicing. Amen. Thank the Lord. I know one man, oh, we could read it, it's over there in Acts, the 8th chapter. He met up with a man of God down there on the road back home. He'd been down to Jerusalem to worship. And he was an Ethiopian man. And he was reading, coming back, Acts 8 and 28. He was returning. He'd come to Jerusalem to worship. And he was returning, sitting in his chariot, reading Isaiah the prophet. Then the Spirit said unto Philip, go near, join yourself to this chariot. And Philip ran thither to him and heard him read the prophet Isaiah, and said, understandest thou what thou readest? And he said, how can I accept some man should guide me? And he desired Philip that he would come up and sit with him. Now come on up in the chariot here. I want you to help me here. I don't understand what I'm reading here. I guess he was reading along, maybe out loud, and Philip was kind of running along and heard him reading there. And so he got up there and it said the place of the scripture which he read was this. He was led as a sheep to the slaughter, and like a lamb dumb before his shearer, so opening not his mouth. In his humiliation his judgment was taken away, and who shall declare his generation? For his life is taken from the earth. And that's from Isaiah 53, by the way. And the eunuch answered Philip and said, I pray thee, of whom speaketh the prophet this? Of himself or of some other man? Who's he talking to? Talking about. Then Philip opened his mouth, and what did he do? He began at the same scripture and preached unto him Jesus as the lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep to the slaughter, and as a lamb before his shearer. He preached Christ to him. I wonder what all he said. I imagine that was quite a message, don't you think? What would you think he'd have brought out next? Now, brother, this is a scripture from Isaiah. It's telling about Jesus, how he was taken and crucified, and he didn't open his mouth. He didn't try to go against them. He just let them do that. And life was taken from the earth in his humiliation, his judgment. That was Jesus Christ he was talking about. Where and where else he went? That's a lot of places. He probably went all through the scriptures. But he preached Christ to this man. And the eunuch answered Philip, and as they went on their way, they came into a certain water. And the eunuch said, see, here's water. What doth hinder me to be baptized? He told him he needed to be baptized. And Philip said, if thou believest with all thine heart, thou mayest. And he answered and said, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. He believed it with all of his heart. Oh, may the Lord help. You know, you get this down in your heart, it'll bring rejoicing. He believed it with all of his heart. And then it says, and then he commanded the chariot to stand still, and they both went down into the water, and both Philip and the eunuch, and he baptized him. And when they were come up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord caught away Philip, and the eunuch saw him no more, and he went on his way rejoicing. Praise the Lord. Wet clothes and everything. I imagine going down the road there, well, thank the Lord. I'm glad I met up with that man. Praise God. Oh, I feel so good. I just feel so happy. Oh, it's wonderful. Praise the Lord. Went on his way rejoicing. I hope he kept on rejoicing. I hope he never stopped rejoicing. Just keep on rejoicing. Blessing after blessing. If he did, he went home and stayed true to the Lord. I believe he just kept on rejoicing. Now, when are we going to stop rejoicing? When you get older? You better not. You better keep rejoicing. You get on up there, you're going to keep rejoicing. Praise the Lord. Oh, they said, old Brother Robinson, Brother Porter was telling about a while ago. Brother Isaac Chandler used to tell me about him. He said, old Brother Robinson, he said he was up in years when he knew him years ago. But he said that man was a leaping and shouting in his soul all the time. He was happy in the Lord. He was full of the joy of God. Oh, dear ones, we don't want to ever get away from it. Keep rejoicing. Keep happy. Be thankful. Live on the bright side. Be glad. Be glad and rejoice. Oh, that makes me think of another good scripture back here in Revelation 19. Let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to him. Revelation 19 and 7. Let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to him, for the marriage of the Lamb is come, and his wife hath made herself ready. How many of you rejoiced on your wedding day? Imagine you did. You might not have been too loud with it, but you was mighty glad to get married, weren't you? Oh, yes. You was mighty glad to get married. I got a wife now. She's mine. I'm taking her home with me. We're going to be happy together. I got a husband. He loves me. He's so strong. He's so kind and so good. Oh, praise the Lord. That you were rejoicing, weren't you, when you got married? Woe be unto you if you weren't. Oh, may the Lord help us. We want to rejoice and be glad in this, that the marriage of the Lamb has come and His wife has made herself ready. Let's be glad and rejoice that we're a part of the bride of Christ. Praise God. Do you know that? Are you aware of that? You're a part of the bride of Christ. I'm married to Jesus. When we're united with His Spirit, with His meek and lowly, loving, holy, gracious, righteous, godly, upright, true, and faithful Spirit, I'm united with Him. We can all be, if we'll humble ourselves and have faith and separate ourselves from the wickedness and sins of this world and repent and get right with God, we can all be a part of the bride of Christ, and we can rejoice and be glad. Praise the Lord. Oh, I thank the Lord for His goodness to us. To her was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white, for the fine linen is the righteousness of saints. Oh, may the Lord help us today. Let's rejoice, dear ones. Let's be glad when you go home. Let's be cheerful in your congregation, wherever you are. Let's not let the strifes and the discords and the conflicts and the burdens and the problems take away that rejoicing. Don't let it do it. Keep rejoicing. Be happy. Praise the Lord. Have a good testimony for the saints to listen to. Oh, may the Lord help us. There's lots of things today that's causing people to not rejoice like they should. And they like to get around and talk about this and talk about that one. And it just gets on their mind. I tell you, the devil, he's so mean. Sometimes when I'm working out in the yard, and not always, thank God, but every now and then the devil gives me a rough time working out in the yard. And it just seems like he starts bringing all the junk to my mind. And I just work and I say, oh, may the Lord, I rebuke the devil in the name of Jesus. Lord, help me. Give me a song here or something to get him off of me some way. It's just awful how the devil works. Brings all kinds of things to your mind. Let's rejoice and be glad and thankful. Let's rejoice because the Lord has made us part of His bride. We're saved. We're living for God. Aren't you glad to be saved? Praise God. Oh, may the Lord help us today. Let's rejoice. Let's be glad. Rejoice evermore. Maybe you're not used to doing it so much. Well, say, I don't rejoice, but I'm still happy. I'm still saved. All right, well, let's hear about it. Let's hear you say, praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. One man, they said years ago out there in Oregon, is having a wonderful meeting one night, and just everybody was so happy, and this man, he was there, and he wasn't with the saints very long, and he didn't know how to do, but he got a taste of it, and he got his soul got blessed, and they said all he knew to do was just say, Merry Christmas. He come out with that. He said, Merry Christmas. He got so happy, and some of them kind of laughed, but they said it was the old brother, he meant it in his heart. He was rejoicing. Oh, dear ones, it's wonderful to be saved. Wonderful to be in the things of God. Brother Austin Wilson tells about a dear old brother out there, Brother McCord, years ago out in California. Said he was having Brother Trotter and Brother Husky down for a meeting one time. And every now and then they'd talk about going down to Pershing Square down in Los Angeles to kind of see how things were going down there. There's a big crowd always down there, all kinds of things going on. Anyway, one day that he come up there and he said, you brethren got anything on for the afternoon? And they'd been trying to go, but it seemed like everything was blocked and hindered. And so finally he said, you brethren got anything on? And he said, no. And they said, well, how about going down to Pershing Square today? Well, okay, let's go. So they went down there and they had to drive around a time or two trying to find a parking place. They finally pulled into a parking place, and right there where they got that parking place, on the sidewalk was a man that was preaching. And he was preaching repentance. And he said, and our brother Wilson said, I don't know who that man was, but he said he's preaching enough gospel that if anybody did what he told them to do, they'd be saved. And so after the man got there preaching, he asked if anybody wants to come and pray. And he said, an old man, way up in his 70s, come out from the crowd and bow down on the sidewalk. Well, they said the crowd was conversing around. They couldn't get to the man. But after a while, the man got up rejoicing. And he was so happy. And finally, one of the brethren got up to him and said, say, brother, did you really get saved? Oh, yes, he said. He says, yes, I'm saved. Oh, he's just rejoicing. He was just so glad. Burden had rolled away. You know, that's a wonderful thing when that old burden of sin rolls away. And you know you're without condemnation and guilt and you're right with God. That's a wonderful thing. My, oh, if you can't rejoice with that, there's something wrong with you, my friend. Something were. Anyway, they said, I talked to him and said, had you ever been saved before? He said, well, no. He says, I thought I was saved back when I was young. But he said, I didn't have anything like I've got now. And he was so happy. That man was just bubbling over. And so one of the brothers said, say, we're having services out at this brother's place. You want to come out and be with us in service? Well, he says, I can't go tonight. He said, I told some other people I'd go, but he said, I'll be there tomorrow or Sunday. He said, I'll be there Sunday. And so anyway, they went home that night, and Brother Wilson said, oh, we'll probably never hear from that man again. That wasn't very, very rejoicing, was it? He said, I'll never hear from that man again. And one of his boys says, Daddy, if that man said if he's really saved, and he said he'd be here Sunday, he'll be here. And sure enough, the old man called Sunday morning and told him, said, this is a McCord, I want to come to meeting. So he said, oh, you stay right there and find out where he was, and went and got him. And that dear old man, he fell in with the saints of God there. He just, oh, that man, he drunk in the truth. He just rejoiced. He was so happy. He just lit. He come to meeting every time. He just put a spark in the congregation. It was just wonderful. I just love to hear Brother Austin and them tell about this old brother. I think he said he lived about 9 months. And they finally found him dead one day in his room. But the dear old brother was saved. He was happy. He was rejoicing. He had one problem. He never could get solved. And that was why the Lord had been so good to him. He just couldn't figure that one out. But he was rejoicing. He was glad. And he testified one day. He says, you know, I was praying the Lord to bless me. And he said he blessed me twice. Oh, dear ones, Brother Austin told the congregation, he said, I guess we'll just let the county bury him. He didn't have any family, you know. The congregation been popping up all over the place. They said, if you can get that body, said, don't worry about the expense. We're going to bury him. Said, because that man was such a blessing in our congregation. No, don't you let the county have him. We'll take care of him. Oh, may the Lord help us today. See what rejoicing will do? Now, if you quit rejoicing, not good. Let's keep rejoicing. Don't let your mind dwell on these things that are degrading, discouraging, confusing, dismaying. Don't let your mind dwell on that. Yes, but I said, no, quit thinking about it. Think about the goodness of God. Rejoice. Get in the scriptures. Get some of those good scriptures. Brother Curtis Williams, I was really enjoying that this morning, going down in those Psalms 119. I really like that. Oh, that's wonderful. Get in those scriptures. Get them in your mind. Pray much. Live close to God and rejoice. Tell the Lord how happy you are, how glad you are. And if you have an opportunity, tell other people how happy you are and glad you are. Praise the Lord. Pray for us, and we'll be faithful to Him.